The Yoga Moves You podcast is coached, edited, and produced by The Podcast Panacea. Like what you hear? Email thepodcastpanacea@gmail.com with an MP3 of your podcast for a free editing session today.
I love yoga. It's a way of life. So many layers, you can't cut it with a knife. I love yoga. It's with me every single day. On the mat, off the mat, in every single way. That's yoga. Save me, could save you. Yoga makes you breathe, let go, and carry through. Y is for the yoke, always for the own. G is for the gift, always present, always known. Y is for the yoke, always for the own. G is for the gift, always present, always known. I love yoga. Y-O-G-A, I love yoga. Yo. Y-O-G-A, I love yoga. Yo. Y-O-G. I've been traveling this path now for 15 years. It's given me joy, man, it's given me tears. Whatever I need on any given day, that's what I get from my mat, namaste.
The Yoga Moves You podcast with your host, Andrew Gordon.
Okay, welcome, Peter Sizemore, today on the Yoga Moves You podcast. Peter, how are you doing today?
Andrew, I am doing awesome.
That's great. I'm doing pretty awesome myself. So where did you grow up?
Maybe you've heard about it. It's a little place called Awesome. Ever hear of it? No, that's because you're not awesome.
All right, fantastic. Were you into any sports or physical activities growing up?
Well, Andrew, I knew that I was special. So everything I did, I was the best. Baseball, number one. Football, number one. And I'm the best at everything today. Just place number one after the activity, and you have your answer.
All right. Thank you, Peter, for that very detailed answer. So how did you end up getting into yoga?
Ladies love me and want to be around me. The demand was there, so I gave them the supply.
All right. Peter, wow. What do you think about when planning a class?
I'm the rock star about to give my fans the best show of their lives.
But Peter, don't you think it's about your students and not all about you?
Please tell me. You must have asked me that by mistake. It's always all about me. They need me, want me, and love me.
Peter, as a male teacher, are you careful about how you approach your assists?
If they come to my class, they know they're getting the Peter Sizemore they came for. I assist a lot, and I assist deep. I even assist myself while I'm teaching, just to feel how great my assists are.
Okay. Peter, you're also a studio owner. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I'm awesome. My studio's awesome. Think about it. Awesome plus awesome equals the most awesome.
That's quite the equation. You have mirrors in your studio. Can you talk about the pros and cons?
Pros, that I can see how buff I look. Cons are when a student gets in the way of me staring at myself.
Are you involved in the hiring of your staff? If so, how do you go about selecting new teachers?
First, I only hire women who I find very attractive and who clearly want me, but all women want me, so that's a given. Second, I only hire a couple of males to show that I'm a man of equal opportunity, but they must be very effeminate and not as awesome as me.
That's noble of you, Peter. Can you describe one of the most embarrassing moments you've ever had while teaching a class?
Embarrassing. It got hot in class and I took my shirt off. Actually, every class I have my shirt off. And all the ladies had to stop practicing just to stare at me. Happens all the time. I don't know about embarrassing. It was just because I'm awesome to be expected.
Where can people find you if they want to connect, Peter?
You hear that? That's a sniff. You follow that sniff to the air of awesome. Leads right to me.
Okay. Peter, it's been great talking to you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate you ending the interview now. I only allow for 10 minutes or less of interaction with regular people a day.
Okay, well, I am certainly honored. Thank you, Peter Sizemore, and have a good day.
And you have an awesome one.
Take care, Peter.
Ciao.
The Yoga Moves You podcast with your host, Andrew Gordon.